Hey everybody, it is Friday, June 3rd, 2011. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, with the Entertainment Earth Podcast. This week we got movies and toys and all kinds of stuff to talk about, so let's get started. Last weekend at the box office, The Hangover Part 2 was number one with $85.9 million. Kung Fu Panda 2 got $47.9 million. Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, $39.8 million. And Bridesmaids, $16.6 million. And Thor rounded out the top five with $9.5 million. This week, you can see X-Men First Class, Submarine, Beginners, and other movies in limited release. X-Men is getting fantastic marks so far, meaning it might actually be good. I'm not going to say one way or another because I haven't seen it yet, but hey, that's a good sign, right? In the news, Hobbit now has release dates and titles. The first Hobbit movie will be called The Hobbit, The Unexpected Journey. It'll come out December 14th, 2012. Happy birthday, Zach. The second movie is called The Hobbit, There and Back Again. It'll be out December 13th, 2013. Clarifying the quote from last week, there are not 50 hours of filmed live-action Star Wars TV show. Rather, George Lucas has about 50 hours worth of scripts for the untitled program, which he could shoot, but technology is too expensive right now, so he's not going to. Which I find interesting because I seem to remember 700 episodes of Star Trek and 13 or 14 episodes of Planet of the Apes, which they shot for about $6 each. It can be done. DC Comics has announced they will be rebooting basically everything. Number ones all around in September, plus character redesigns are in the works. It's like Ultimate, but not, if you collect Marvel. PowerCon, the He-Man convention, will be combined with the Thundercats show called ThunderCon this September in Los Angeles. It'll be September 24th to 25th at the Four Points by Sheraton Los Angeles International Airport. I think that's the name. That's a long name. Paramount may adapt DC Comics' The Mighty. They have optioned the rights to the story, which involves a cop taking down a superhero gone supervillain kind of thing. If you've never heard of it, you aren't alone. There's not even a Wikipedia page on it when I looked up to find out what it was. NBC will be reviving Fear Factor. There is no known host, but it looks like Joe Rogan will not be it. Music fans, specifically Manor Astroman and Causeway fans, the site Chunklet.com posted the first two Knodal EPs this week. You may not have heard of this band. It's very likely you haven't. But they're really cool. I'm a fan. I found their stuff way after the fact because it was really hard to come by. I was searching for it for several years before the right eBay auction came up so I could buy it. You can't even pirate it. That's how hard it is to get. But anyway, Chunklet was the label who put out their first two EPs, and they put up the albums to download for free. So you can pick that up. It's not exactly going to be for everybody. They're super rare EPs that were like produced in 100 units each. One of them has a cover of Run DMC's Tricky that sounds a lot like it was done by a Matt Besser character, if you know who Matt Besser is. It's very funny. Chunklet.com. Also notable, Weird Al Yankovic's next album, Alpocalypse, will hit June 21st. The complete track listing of the DVD and CD are up on Wikipedia, which many of you may recognize from Weird Al's various online videos, cartoons, and releases over the past 2 to 3 years. The Polka lineup looks particularly exciting, but I'd say if you've been following Weird Al online, yeah, you probably have heard about half of it, give or take. Also for music fans, as part of the Devo-licensed shoes that are coming out, Macbeth.com posted a Poly 6 remix version of Devo's Don't Shoot, I'm a Man for a free download. Now, I assume they want you to buy the shoes. You don't have to. You can just download the song because Poly 6 and Devo combined equals yes. Sci-fi and comedy star Leslie Nielsen died last year, and his tombstone has recently been found, or at least been photographed, in Florida. The epitaph? Let her rip! Another Rise of the Planet of the Apes trailer was posted this week, and it features a gorilla throwing an axe at a cop car. You want to see this, right? Oh, Jane Lynch has been announced as the host of the next Emmys. Congratulations! On sale at Entertainment Earth. To celebrate the release of X-Men First Class, we're marking down almost all in-stock Marvel items for 20% off. You don't have to buy two to get one on sale. You can buy one. Go to sale.entertainmentearth.com today to see hundreds of Marvel items on sale now, including action figures, graphic novels, statues, busts, busty busts, regular busts, and much more. Remember, sale.entertainmentearth.com for Marvel Madness to celebrate X-Men First Class today. In the world of toy news, Transformers is making a lot of news this week because of BotCon and some other stuff. Some goon in Asia is now making knockoffs of a lot of Transformers Generation 1 cassettes, Japanese and American. Buyer beware. If you're looking for the really rare items like Zor or Squawk Box or what have you, they're making very convincing, fully packaged American and Japanese versions of these toys. And sometimes the forgeries sell for as much as the originals, so be careful. Collecting old toys can be tricky. Generally speaking, there's not a lot of reproductions out there because they're kind of expensive to do. Vintage Star Wars Kenner figure weapons they've done over the years. But Transformers has been seeing, I would say, an epidemic level of knockoffs and fakes. There are guides up to help determine some of the real ones versus some of the fake ones. But a lot of them are so good, and they might even be done from some of the original molds that have worn down a bit, that it just seems like a lower quality release of the normal item. So, good luck. What else we have? BotCon is this weekend. The exclusive customization class figure is Minerva, who is remolded from animated RC. Iron Fist, Fistatron, I believe is the actual official name, is the attendee bonus figure if you pre-ordered the box set. The other at-show exclusives are confirmed to be Shattered Glass Galvatron and Thundercracker. They're not animated style. Sideswipe and Toxitron, which are animated style, and an Auto Trooper 3-pack. Also based on the same mold as Fistatron, which is the Cybertron Ratchet Ironhide mold. If this means nothing to you, I'm sorry. Also, some Walmart-exclusive Transformers are said to be hitting right now, including a deluxe Mech-Tech Dark of the Moon Optimus Prime, and Revenge of the Fallen repaints in rally colors of Sideswipe and Bumblebee, and basically fake NASCAR deco. They look really cool. Bumblebee's got like a Maximal symbol on it, and the 84 because of 1984 on the roof, and all this other crazy stuff. And we don't sell them, just thought you'd like to know. G.I. Joe fans, the Sky Striker jet vehicle plus 12-inch figures are now up for pre-order on Entertainment Earth. The Sky Striker is an all-new mold based on the original toy. The story that was relayed to me that I could not verify from G.I. Joe Con was apparently they told the audience that the new one-seater aircraft was developed when Hasbro bought a sample off of eBay in okay shape, sent it to China, and said, "Make us a new one!" And with 21st century engineering and compatibility with the new figures, this is what we're going to get. And it's going to be out probably July, August. You never know. Sometimes items get delayed. Got some bad news about that in a second. The 12-inch figures include a new paratrooper sold individually and an assortment of four new guys, including an army heavy gunner, a first responder firefighter, a rapid strike commando, and a canine police unit. The bad news, Hasbro emailed me just the other day to tell me that Star Wars Vintage Wave 8 has been delayed until it looks like October. So if you're looking forward to those guys, it's going to be a while. Usually the beginning of the year is when we have our big gap. Now it looks like after Wave 7 hits, and I believe it's hitting right now, there's not going to be any Wave 8 for almost 4 months. It's going to be a boring summer, Star Wars fans. But Jetsons fans, I have some good news for you, because we just added a bunch of new items from Westland Gifts, and they do like Garfield ceramic statues, a Fonz cookie jar, a lot of kitschy stuff. But an interesting thing was, because I don't see a lot of Jetsons merch, is they're doing a Rosie the Robot made cookie jar. It looks really cool, and she's holding a plate of cookies. I don't see a lot of Rosie stuff, so I thought I'd like to tell you about that. There's also an Astro cookie jar, and the Jetsons family of salt and pepper shakers. I think Rosie's the real highlight here. And that's all for this week. This is Adam Paulus signing off. I'm going to have more BotCon news for you next week as time permits. Some early photos of the Hasbro booth, which got snuck out last night, look like they're basically not showing anything new yet except for the U.S. release of Masterpiece Rodimus, which looks like it'll be a Toys R Us exclusive. I may have more information on that for you of interest in the near future. Everything else there looked to be Dark of the Moon stuff that is probably already in stores or is on the way to stores right now, so it's stuff you've already seen. No sign of any classic toys or prime toys yet, but I'm sure there will be as the show goes on. So that's all for now. Thanks for listening. Follow me on Twitter, won't you? Twitter.com/EntEarth. And don't forget our Marvel sale at sale.entertainmentearth.com. And if you like the show, tell a friend. And if you really like the show, place an order with us and leave a comment in the comments field saying that you heard about us on the Entertainment Earth podcast. See you guys next time. Thanks for listening, everybody.